Blog Talk Radio.
Somebody lift your hand as we celebrate the greatness of our God. He's great and he's greatly to be praised. Song that says this: our God is awesome. He can move mountains. Keep me in the valley. Hide me from the rain. Come on, our God is awesome. He heals me when I'm broken. His strength where I've been weak. Forever he'll reign. Come on, say, my God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He can move mountains.
He can move mountains.
Keep me in the valley.
Keep me in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Hide me from the rain.
My God is awesome.
My God is awesome.
He heals me when I'm broken.
Heals me when I'm broken.
Strength where I've been weak.
Strength where I've been weak.
Forever he'll reign. Come on, if you believe it, lift your voice and say,
my God is awesome.
Come on, if you know it's awesome, say,
awesome.
Good evening. Hope all is well tonight. This is Mary Hollis, the director of the Next Chapter Widow Ministry, a ministry embracing widows. Our scripture read is 1 Timothy 5:3, honor widows that are widows indeed. Well, everyone out there, I just want you to know I need your prayer tonight. Boy, the sleep has just dropped on me so hard, and I'm trying to stay awake. But God is going to help me through this. I know he will. But just let me read something that I was flipping through a book and let me read what it says. It's very interesting. God in a box. If I could have placed God in a box, tied up the package with a bow, and placed it in your hands, the box would have crumbled in the twinkling of an eye, just as the breach would never tell the maple. This is the shape and texture of leaves. So too can I never tell you. This is how it feels to be standing before God. I can only reassure you that God will hear you if you ask to be anchored into life's love, if you ask it to be turned to face the light. I never saw or read anything in putting God in a box. And just thinking about it, putting God in a box. What happens when you put God in a box? Sometimes when people put God in a box, it's more or less that they were once saved and they knew God, and they decide to put God in a box. Sometimes they put God in a box because of things that they go through. They lose their faith and don't believe in God anymore. So they put God in a box. Also, there could be reason that there are things that they want to continue doing that are not of God,
And by putting God in a box, they feel that they won't be guilty or feel guilty of doing whatever they're doing. But most of the time people put God in a box is because, yes, they have lost faith in him because of the things that are happening in the world to them. The things that are happening in the world today, I'm not saying that, and some people who are not strong in faith, you can lose sight of God. And that's when you can put God in a box. The last few days, I've listened at the news. And you know what I'm saying, to be honest with you? The news is the worst thing that you can listen to sometimes. Because you can, out of the hour of most news casts, you might find 5 minutes of good news. Everything else is negative, and things, and so many things that are happening to people. So many, there's so much stealing. There's so much people are harming each other. You're finding that there's so many young people are getting guns and wanting to bring harm to others and themselves. So sometimes when you, and another thing, there's so many things that are happening to our children, innocent children, where in the last couple of days there was two fathers that have killed their children. You know, they're so innocent. And to listen and hear the things that, that's being done to these children, it's really, I really hate to watch the news anymore because there's so much negative on there. So when you hear these things that are happening and you have very little faith, I can see why you can put God in a box. I'm not saying you should. That's something that you should do. But sometimes you wonder, where is God? Why is he allowing these things to happen to these little kids? I know he has, there are reasons that we won't understand, but we have to keep faith in him. We cannot put him in a box and leave him there because we need him to get us through these different things that we're hearing. And as we get near, the time is near, more and more of these things are going to continue to happen. So we're going to need God more than we ever need him before. So just make sure that you don't put God in the box. I don't care what goes on in your life. And I know there will be some trials and tribulation that we will all experience. But don't put him in a box. We need him to hold on to be able to go through life because of the things that are happening now and will continue to happen. And encourage others, even though they may be going through some things that can be very unbelievable. Help them to keep God out of that box. Don't let them put God in the box. Let them know that they still have hope. And for them to continue to have faith in God, because he will walk through each and every situation that we go through. He will get us through. Even though we wonder why
we are going through these different things. I even hear about some things that goes on in my family where you don't understand why these things are continue to happen. You know that you have to go through trials and tribulation, but the time period that you go through it, you can't seem to understand when are you going to get through it? When are you going to get through the other side? When are you going to stop the struggling? When are you going to stop this hurting? But we must keep faith and don't put God in a box. God does not belong in a box. A box is it's like four walls. And when you put something in a box and you close it, it's no good to you. Anything that is in it won't come out unless you go in there and get it out of it. Excuse me. So what good is putting God in a box? He's not going to be able to help you being in that box. So I ask you tonight, never put God in a box. But the message that I also want to talk about tonight is renewing your personality and your reputation. The first scripture that goes with this is, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he's a new creature. The old has gone, the new has come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Few people take the trouble to develop a pleasant personality. They may put on a fake smile and keep up a pleasant front for a special occasion. But soon return to their old self. I'm sure there's many of you have experienced that with others. You know their personality, and when you're around them and they're around others, the certain way that they're acting, you know it's only a front. And as soon as you turn away, they're back to them old self again. Many people believe that personality cannot change, but this is not true. If it were, the sacrificial love of Christ would have been in vain. History shows us that sinners can become saints and that unlovable people can become pleasant when the love of Christ enters their heart. Just like it says in the scripture, you become a new creature in Christ. When you open yourself to the Spirit of the living Christ, your personality is transformed and your lifestyle transformed. Your calling as a Christian is not merely to be a good person, although that is what you will become. When you become a new creature in Christ, you can't help yourself but to become a good person. Your first priority is to commit yourself completely to the Lord, and then your personality will be renewed. This will not happen through your own strength, your own ability. No matter how hard you try, when Christ gives you his Spirit, the impossible becomes possible. Our personality yields to Christ's influence, and we grow into the likeness of our Heavenly Father. Yes, once you become and the living Spirit is within you, you can't help yourself There's a lot of things that you will change. Some of the things that you don't wouldn't like anymore. Just like, for instance, when you're eating a different type of maybe candy that has a bad taste to you. That is the same thing once you become a new creature in Christ. Well, let's also have a worthy reputation. The scripture that comes with this is they love praise from men more than praise from God. John, the 12th chapter, the 41st verse. Your good reputation is priceless. It cannot be gained overnight, nor can it be bought by giving favor with hidden agenda. It only can be earned by living a noble life. Are you living a noble life? Standards that are founded on essential values ought not to be influenced by the opinion of other people. Your standards should not be of the world, but rather of God. Just like you become a new creature in Christ. If you allow your reputation to be shaped by other people's opinion and an expectation of you, your life will be governed by ever-changing value. People have different values system and cannot comply with all of them. When you live to please God alone, you will develop a strong character and a good reputation according to his principles. Yes, your word becomes your bond. And because you are aware of your own vulnerability, you restrain from harshly criticizing others. You become a new creature in Christ. Your ways are changed. Your feelings are changed. Living to please God has a powerful effect on your life. If you honor God and allow him to govern your life, you will have the respect of those who honor God's standard. Do you know that when you are a Christian, there's a light that shines before you? Do you know that people see you differently? You speak differently. You walk differently. You dress differently. You act differently. Yes, because you have become a new creature in Christ. Your intention in life is trying to do good to others as you would have them to do unto you. Yes, your personality, your personality has been renewed, and you have a worthy reputation. Tonight I only have three callers out there, and I would like to talk to the three of you. Miss Martha, I hope that you're doing better. But Martha, just like I'm talking about the renewing of personality and a worthy reputation, the first time meeting you, I knew that God sent you to our ministry. You show your own light. You're a very loving person. And by meeting you, I knew that you were a Christian.
because the smile on your face, the way that you always want to help and do for our ministry, I can see that you are a new creature in Christ. Miss Mandy, you never skip a beat. You were once a first lady, but I still that you feel that you're always going to be a first lady. You never stop displaying that light that God shows within you. You continue to help others. And sometimes you don't even think of yourself because of what you want to do for others. Yes, you display that worthy reputation. My sister, Florence, you're very committed. You show that life in the way that you show your love to your friends and family. Also, as a sister, you continue to let your light so shine. All three of you display that new creature in Christ. That worthy reputation. And God sees it all. Too bad we don't have more of the three of you. Also, I will call the three, the three D's. Determine, dedication, and what is the other D that I can think of? Dedication, determine. It'll come back to me what I want to say as far as the other D. But we need to have more of you in the world. And I thank the three of you to continue your blessing me and supporting this ministry. Continue to have that worthy reputation that God has given you. That light that shines and that commitment to help others. Even when you're not thinking of yourself. And I thank you. But let me go on with my message. Many people think that they have time to become a new creature in Christ. But tomorrow may be too late. Do not withhold good from those who deserve it when it is in your power to act. Proverbs 3:27. Sincere Christian compassion must be spontaneous and true reflection of love of Jesus Christ. He responded whenever he saw a need. He did not put people off or tell them to come back later. He did not take long to consider their requests or first discuss them with his disciples. Christ's entire life was demonstrated of his own words. The Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give life as a ransom
for many. That is the example that we must follow if we want to live a life that conforms to Christ. So often people hesitate when there is a need. Their unwillingness might be because of embarrassment or fear of becoming too involved in other people's affair. They may be willing to offer temporary assistance, but the prospect of permanent involvement keeps them from offering help. A person with a problem needs your help now. Tomorrow, other issues may arise that will make it too late. Yes, we must never wait until tomorrow, because tomorrow might be too late. Jesus never hesitated to help others. He dared you to do differently. So this week, I ask you to do not forget and never stop and do not hesitate to help others. Dare you do it differently, as Jesus would say. He never hesitated to help others. God will bless you in a way that you will never imagine. There's only a couple more minutes left. There is an announcement. I'll just make a short announcement. There's only a few of you on the line tonight. I must say, last week we had a full, all the lines were filled. There were many callers, and it was good to see that. So I ask you to just remember each other in prayer. Instead of the announcement tonight, because there's only three of you, I'll make it next week. But one thing, we are going bowling the third Saturday of this month, which is November 16th. We're going bowling together from 12 to 2 o'clock. I'll give more details next week. But what I would like to do before the time is out is to pray for each one of you. Martha, I know that you came out of the hospital recently. Ms. Manny, you're dealing with some situation with your shoulder. And Florence, I know that there are things that you're dealing with as well. I just ask God to cover the three of you, to bless you and give you the strength and the healing that you need and you desire in your body. Ask him to have his angel to wrap their arms around you and bless you in a mighty way because of your faithfulness and your love towards this ministry. I ask God to help you financially or whatever way that you need to. You need his love and his strength. Bless the three of you in a mighty way. Touch your body and take away anything that's hurting or not right. Make you whole again. Become new creature in Christ. And bless you and your family. And I thank you and ask God to continue to pour his blessing upon you in a mighty way. I love you. And have a great week. Tune in again next week from 11 to 11:30
p.m. Be blessed, and God love you too.
Next time you're riding down the road in your car, sing this to the Lord. You'll get where you're going much faster. Come. Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Kneel down before Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Worship and adore Him.
Come on, say it again. Come.
Come.
Let us. Before
Him. Kneel down before Him.
In your presence, Lord, worship.
Worship and adore Him.
Help me say,
Emmanuel.
Come on and say, Emmanuel. You learn to praise Him even in the midst of a trial. Come.
Come.
Let us.
Come, let us adore Him.
No matter, no matter, no matter. I mean, no matter what's going on in your life, you got to know how to give Him a sacrifice of praise. Now, I know you know the song by now. Come.
Come.
Let us adore Him.
Kneel down before
Him. He's the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.